We pick the countdown up again. We start at 25. 15 seconds. Now it's 10. Will I get back alive? Then I hear the final word. I know I'm on my way. 0. I'm off like a bird. Away too, they wouldn't say. I don't know why I'm out in space, far from my native land. I'd rather be some other place. For instance, Bedrock Land. I don't know why that they picked me for a rocket engineer. I'm sure that it is plain to see I didn't volunteer. But here I am, an astronaut. Oh, what a sticky wicket. I wouldn't really mind it, but I've got a one-way ticket. Uh-oh, I think something went wrong. Help! Help! Help!
Wait a minute! Get me out of here! I was on the moon! I was being an astronaut! How did this plan?
How do you do, sir? May we have your name?
My name? Jose Manas.
And you're the chief astronaut with the United States Interplanetary Expeditionary Force?
I am the chief astronaut with the United States Interplanetary. But my name, Jose Manas.
Mr. Manas, could you tell us a little about your spacesuit?
Yeah. It's very uncomfortable.
How much did the spacesuit cost?
That spacesuit cost $18,000.
$18,000?
Yeah.
That seems rather expensive.
Well, it has 2 pairs of pants. So that's only $9,000.
Yes. Uh-huh. I've been noticing this, Mr. Jimenez. What is this called? A crash helmet?
Oh, I hope not.
Mr. Jimenez, you must have some opinions on the race for space.
All right, I will. I got one.
Good. Were you a participant at any of the rocket launchings at Cape Canaveral?
I was a participant at any of the rocket launchings at Cape Canaveral. I was there when they opened the door into the nose cone. They took their mouth and they put their mouth inside the nose cone. Then they closed the door on their little mouth. I don't want to talk about it.
Mr. Menes, please, let's try to continue here. I want to ask you, what is the most important thing in rocket travel?
To me, the most important thing in the rocket travel is the blast off.
The blast off.
I always take a blast before I take off. Otherwise, I wouldn't get in that thing.
Well, after that, what is the procedure in taking off?
The procedure after that in taking off, you got to put on instead of hydraulic double dynamo reversible booster, you got to activate the decompression activator, and you got to put on the anti-magnetic degaussing system.
And then you're really up there.
No, that opens the door. And lets out that little mouth.
Do you think there will be life on Mars?
Maybe if I land on a Saturday night. Something might be happening. Otherwise, I'm going to bring a book.
That's something I wanted to ask you about, Mr. Jimenez. Of course, it's a very long trip into outer space.
Yes, it's a long trip.
And I just wonder what you'll do to entertain yourself during those long, lonely, solitary hours when you're all by yourself.
Well, I plan to cry a lot.
After you've been into outer space, Mr. Jimenez, and you return to Earth, where will you be landing?
I am going to be landing in Nevada.
In the state of Nevada?
In the state of Nevada.
Then you're convinced that they'll get you back to Earth?
I am convinced that they will get me back to Earth.
Good.
Just how far into it? That's what I'm not convinced about.
Well, Mr. Jimenez, I think it is certainly to be congratulated for this very, very dangerous undertaking.
Well, don't say undertaking.
Mission. This very dangerous mission.
That's a better choice of words.
And before you go...
Don't even say go.
Before that, I just wonder if there are a few words that you'd like to say to the people of the United States.
Yeah, there are a few words that I'd like to say.
Please go ahead.
People of the United States. People of the United States, America. Please don't let them do this to me.
Bang, bang, shoot 'em up, destiny. Bang, bang, shoot 'em up to the moon. Better bring it back down, save me too.
is waiting, all systems are go. Are you sure? Control is not convinced, but the computer has the evidence. No need to abort. The countdown starts. Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on. 4, 3, 2, 1. Earth below us, drifting, falling, floating waiters, calling, calling. Second stage is cut. Running perfect, starting to collect requested data. What will it affect when all is done? Thinks Major Tom. Back at ground control, there is a problem. Go to rockets full, not responding. Hello, Major Tom. Are you receiving? Turn the thrusters on. We're standing by. There's no reply. 4, 3, 2, 1. Earth below us, drifting, falling, floating, weightless, calling, calling. Across the stratosphere, a final message. Give my wife my love, then nothing more. Far beneath the ship, the world is mourning. They don't realize he's alive. No one understands, but Major Tom sees. Now the light commands.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. When it comes to science, Bob and Ray are always in the forefront. And when it comes to the forefront, Bob and Ray are always first in science. And tonight, they bring you the 4,236th installment of Jack Headstrong, All-American American. And tonight's episode, entitled Jack Headstrong and His Interplanetary Motorcycle, opens as we hear Uncle Jim say...
Jack?
Quiet, Uncle Jim. There's no time for that now.
But, Jack, I am...
Uncle Jim, please. Put out that cigarette, Uncle Jim. You're twice my age, and yet you're a perfect fool.
That's right, Jack. And
put it out.
You're in complete charge of the interplanetary motorcycle. Sorry, I forgot the rules.
I didn't mean to fly off the handle, old man, but this interplanetary fever is disgusting.
It's all right, Jack.
But you know how foolish it is to smoke aboard here.
That's right. As a matter of...
I thought that was another spaceship for a moment.
So did I, Jack. We've got to watch out for wicked, scheming J. Montgomery Sting.
Don't ever mention his name, please, Uncle Jim.
Jack, I was just down in the engine room, and all I hear is a whoosh whoosh.
What?
All I hear is a whoosh whoosh. I think something is wrong with the engines, Jack.
Well, let's not wish us any bad luck. I certainly would hate to have our engines go out on us now.
What's that I hear?
That is the engine. It Jack, is going out on us.
Had I better go down and check on it?
Will you please, Uncle Jim?
Yes.
And tell Billy to be careful.
Where is Billy, Jack?
He's with Grace, the 185th Field Artillery Band. They're all having chow downstairs.
All right, I'll be back as soon as I can. And good luck to you.
All right, Uncle Jim.
I didn't find... Jack. You'll be out of camera range in a moment, Jack. What's the matter?
Uncle Jim. That's thief. I've just checked the meters.
Yes?
We're lost.
Great Scott, we...
We have no more oxygen.
No, we...
Kids?
We don't...
Kids, no one can save us now.
And so, are they really lost? Well, let's hope so. But be sure and tune in again next time when we present Jack Headstrong, All-American American, in another exciting episode of their interplanetary motorcycle.
Ten, nine, eight, seven.
Chimpanzee ride.
The moon.
Well, 10 mile high.
When the countdown comes and the blast you hear, means this old chimp will be leaving here. A zooming up high through the clouds and stars,
trying to set a record.
Stars and bars.
A poor old chimp must have some rights. Working for my uncle on these outer space flights. The man at the gate is a giving the sign.
Me to leave the earth behind.
In a zoo.
But look out, moon.
We are heading for you. Chimpanzee.
Well, that's the end of this little story about a chimp and his ride to glory. I hear the motor purring and the countdown is soon.
So look out, Earth.
And hello, moon.
Chimpanzee ride. Chimpanzee ride.
Five.
Chimpanzee ride.
Four.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are at Cape Canaveral to witness the launching of the capsule containing Ham, the little chimpanzee. But first, we'd like to tell you something about him.
They took him from the jungle and they brought him here just to take a ride up through the stratosphere. Well, he's about the smartest little chimpanzee. He imitates and tries to talk like you and me. Of course, all this to him was just a mystery. They told him someday he'd go down in history. Well, he was such an actor, so they called him Ham. He was gonna take the risk instead of Man. Now look, you guys, I want 500 bananas for this job, see? Yeah. They put him in a capsule like a rocket ship. He didn't mind at all, he just enjoyed the trip. Sailing through the air with the greatest of ease. He never traveled faster through no jungle trees. To tell the truth, I'm frightened. A real proud American from outer space. He surely is a credit to the monkey race. The moral of the story you can plainly see. Some humans ain't as smart as a chimpanzee.
Ladies and gentlemen, the capsule has now safely returned to Earth. In a moment, we will hear the voice of the first monkey to conquer space. And here he is now. How about a few words, Ham?
Well, really, darling, it's been a most tiring trip. I think I'll go to my room now and rest.
They'd been thinking about it for a long, long time, since old Buck Rogers was in his prime. They worked and they worked till they knowed what they had to know, and now they was ready to make it go. But they needed a man. They needed a man. There was a guy with freckles, the way it's told, with brains and courage, just 40 year old. His hands was quick and his nerves was like steel. And something about him made them feel he was their man. 10 times he waited while the count went down. And the sea and the weather churned around. He sat up there in a frosted ship. And 1,000 hands that couldn't slip had a job to do for that man. Till the mighty Atlas, with a bellow of fire and a brain of steel that would never tire, burst on through a hole in a cloud and left behind a cheering crowd shouting, "Go! Go! Go!" The Friendship 7 rattled and shook, and only a brave man dared to look. Alone the capsule shot into space, by the will of man and the hand of grace. I am gold. I am gold. He went 3 times around from day to night, and people wondered, would it be his last flight? Would the rockets all fire? Every man felt fear, but control could hear John loud and clear. I feel fine. I feel fine. Then the Friendship 7, with all its glory, drifted down out of the sky to the end of a story that you'll never erase from the minds of men. The epic ride of John H. Glenn. He was that man.
Zoom a little, zoom in a rocket ship. Off we go on a trip. Heading for the moon at a rocket clip. We're gonna zoom, zoom, rocket. Zoom a little, zoom, now we're almost free from the Earth's gravity. Zooming to the moon at terrific speed, because there is no friction.
Soon we'll see if the moon is made out of green cheese. Ha, 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 ha. Zoom, we're here at the moon. Let's see what the moon is like.
Look at those high mountains and wide craters and jagged peaks. And look at that great big moon up there.
That isn't the moon. That's our Earth.
Oh, we've landed. I feel so light.
Watch me jump. 30 feet, a world record.
Oh, that's easy on the moon. Keep your suit on. Remember, there's no air around here.
Zoom a little, zoom in a rocket ship. Home we go on a trip. Coming back to Earth at a rocket clip. We're gonna zoom, zoom, rocket. Let's see what the moon is like. Zoom a little, zoom in a rocket ship. Home we go on a trip. Coming back to Earth at a rocket clip. We're gonna zoom, zoom, rocket.
Joking, Larry?
Jokes, I love jokes.
This is most irregular.
mind. You cannot commit to the tears I've cried. I switch to manual override.
This perfect piece of hardware could blow us all into the next galaxy. Larry, I'm scared.
Darling, we can be together for all eternity. Come with me, my darling. Come with me.
Get me out of here. Get me out of here.
I kiss your hand. That's exactly what I planned.
No, no, not the ejection tube.
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and how are you? It's good to see you again. I'm KBC, this is the Bit Slap, and this week, well, two weird things happened. On Monday, last Monday, we had a big windstorm up here in Maine, which knocked out power to like half the state. I was out of power for 3 days. So I didn't get to see the World Series finish up, but I do hear that the Houston Astros took the crown, and I think that's a good idea. All these doormat teams are taking it now, you know, Kansas City a couple of years ago, Chicago last year. So, hey, Seattle? Enough said. Anyway, also, because of the Astros thing, I didn't want to do a baseball show. So I said, all right, what else can I do? Wait a minute, Astros, astronauts, okay. These are songs about the spam in the can guys, the guys who go up without knowing for sure if they're going to come down again. I think it probably takes kind of a special kind of lunatic. So that's what it's all about today. We started with something called Rocket Jockey from some sort of Hanna-Barbera cartoon. The Chicken Astronauts was the Five New Tones. A lot of these I've played for you before, but they're just too good to miss. The Astronaut was, of course, Bill Dana, who just died recently in the age of 90-something, along with Don Hinckley there as the interviewer. Harry Nilsson, Spaceman, you remember that one, of course. Major Tom was Peter Schilling. I think that was in response to David Bowie. I'm not sure if that's an answer song or not, but okay, we'll let it go. Jack Headstrong and the Cosmic Motorcycle was, of course, Bob and Ray from the Dark Days of Bob and Ray. Mike LeWing, after that, the Chimpanzee Ride. After that, Ray Allen and, get this, it's important, the Embers. Ray Allen and the Embers. That was Ham the Space Monkey. The Epic Ride of John H. Glenn was, of course, Walter Brennan. And then Zoom a Little Zoom for Me from Tom Glaser and Dottie Evans, part of that magnificent High Everett series of science records. And then Ariane, A Deep Space Romance from The Honeymoon Killers. Weird thing about that song is that I was on the air the day that the Challenger blew up. February 28th of 86. And I was just going off the air and I was playing that song. At that moment in real life, the Challenger blew up. I don't think it was my fault, but if it is, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean it. Anyway, that's just one of those weird coincidences. Another coincidence, I do have a second set, and it's coming up in a moment.
the belly of a rocket ship as from Terra it did fly. His first cries drowned by the engine's roar, in no cradle did he lie. He hit Centaur by the time he was 4 gallon when he was 9. Born as a spaceman in a spaceman's bed, and as a spaceman he would die. He learned every course that a ship could take, found a few more on the side. He learned new tricks, every stop they'd make with the engines he did ride. A spacer's pride was his swagger stick, and his pride knew that he could survive. He lived as a spaceman from the day he was born, and as a spaceman he would die. They headed for diversity in his trading years when he just turned 34. The captain planned on a mighty pay after running a load of ore. The engine room gave him all they had, but the captain ordered more. They pumped them up to their hottest gain just to hear the rockets roar. 500 miles above the planet's ground, the engines died away. The captain called, "We need power now, or we'll all die today." The spaceman said, "All the boys are dead, and I'm not far behind. We pulled much more than she's meant to take, and the baffles have flown wide." The captain said, "Well, do something, man," and the spaceman smiled wide. "Except hold the plates down with my bare hands, we can't do nothing but enjoy the ride." But the ground flew up with destructive speed, and the spaceman knew his mind. He couldn't sit in the engine room and wait for his friends to die. So he turned and he put his hand inside where the engines used to blow. He found the plates and he held them fast, 'cause to quit's no way to go. And the rocket shook with a mighty roar, and the engines, they did cry. And the spaceman smiled in the engine's glow, for as a spaceman he would die. They found the boys in the engine room, by their stations they did lie. The spaceman with his hands on a baffle plate was still sitting where he died. They took them out, gave them to the stars, not a single spaceman cried. For spacemen in the stars to live, and in the stars they long to die. The spaceman's life for his men did give, and the stars would let him lie. He lived as a spaceman from the day he was born, and as a spaceman he did die.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space. On such a timeless flight. And I think it's going to be a long, long time till touchdown brings me around again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out his fuse up here alone. I think it's it's going to be a long, long time. Till touchdown brings me around again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning out his fuse up here alone. Mars ain't the kind of place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell. And there's no one there to raise them, if you did. And all this science, I don't understand. It's just my job 5 days a week. A rocket man. A rocket man. I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me around again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. No, 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 no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning out his fuse up here alone. It's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out his fuse up here alone. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. It's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time.
Always was a clown, dumbest man in our hometown, but somehow he got hired out at the NASA base. And then one day, against all the rules, while cleaning up a space capsule, he closed the hatch and started playing Man in Space. He put a spacesuit on and sat right down, started flipping switches and messing around. A siren started blasting and a green light was flashing ready. Yeah, hoses were snapping and gas was going whoosh, and Virgil just had to give that button a push, and son of a gun, he was gone like Richard Petty.
Oh, Mama!
Hello, Houston. We got a problem. Get Gladys on the phone. Somebody tell her where I'm at, how long I'll be gone. Yeah, remind her she needs to feed my dogs, milk a cow, and slop them hogs. Hello, Houston. We got a problem. How y'all gonna get me back home? Huh?
Well, we saw it right there on TV. My wife, my kids, the dog, and me. On a broadcast from outer space on the evening news. Old Virgil wasn't having any fun. He'd run down the batteries on his Star Wars gun, and he was turning green in various shades and hues. He said,
boys, you better get me down quick, cause I'm afraid I'm gonna be sick. I don't think I can take much more of this. Lord, all I do is just float around half the time.
upside down. You know, I need to throw up, but I don't know where up is.
Hello, Redneck One, Redneck One. This is Mission Control. Stand by, Virgil. We're about to execute your re-entry.
Execute me? Lord have mercy. Could you just stop me a couple days, pay? Oh, here we go again. Hello, Hughes. We got a problem. I think we got a flat tire. Yeah, I just looked out that little round window and the whole capsule's afar. Everything's shaking and burning hot. If you're gonna execute me, I'd just soon be shot. Hello, Houston. We got a problem. I'm dropping like a falling star.
Well, give NASA credit. They got him back. And, of course, he was immediately sacked. And we were all amazed at the fame Virgil's ride had brought. But old Virgil knew just how to work it, cause the next thing you know, he's on the talk show circuit, billing himself as the redneck astronaut.
Hello, Oprah. We got a problem. Montel's on the other phone. Yeah, he wants to book me too. So does 2020 and Jenny Jones. Now, I'm sure that we can work it out in time. Just have your people talk to mine. Hello, Oprah. Gotta go now. 60 Minutes is on the phone. Hey, 60 Minutes? Yeah, oh, I'd love to, but you know, I gotta have that first segment. And Mike Wallace has gotta host it. Oh, well, okay, fine then. We'll give it a dateline. What's that? Oh, well, that's more like it. Yeah, well, I kinda thought you'd see it my way. I mean, after all, it does make sense, don't it? Space suit? Yeah, I got a space suit. Well, you know, it's not a real spacesuit, but I mean, you can't tell the difference from 3 feet away. Gladys made it for me. Yeah, she's got one of them sewing machines that does all that fancy stuff.
Oh, yeah. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'm gonna take a trip on a rocket ship. I'm gonna blast out of here about noon. To get away from it all, I'm gonna have a ball on the backside of the moon. I'm gonna build a shack, I ain't a coming back to the place I came from. Well, it's just like this, I'll either hit or miss and have a hot time on the sun. Either way it'll be, you can take it from me, I'm gonna have a real big time. I'm on a one-way track, I ain't a-coming back, cause I'm a-going to the end of the line. Now here's the tip, while I'm taking this trip, I want to get satisfied. I want to lift it up, I want to rock it up, and get out of this world alive. Trip on a rocket ship, I'm gonna blast out of here about noon. To get away from it all, I'm gonna have a ball on the backside of the moon. I'm gonna build a shack, I ain't a coming back to the place I came from. Well, it's just like this, I'll either hit or miss and have a hot time on the sun. Take it from me, I'm gonna have a real big time. I'm on a one-way track, I ain't a-coming back, cause I'm a-going to the end of the line. Now here's a tip, while I'm taking this trip, I wanna get satisfied. I wanna live it up, I wanna rock it up, and get out of this world alive.
Let's have fun, blast on.
blast off. Make a trip to the stars, please, and Mars. Come on, gal, with me.
Attention, this is Mission Control. We switch you immediately to our Hollywood correspondent.
Hello, everybody. I'm reporting from the first party ever held in outer space. Everybody is here, and I mean everybody. Old movie stars, statues, politicians, dead people, the works. Look, isn't that Lassie? Swell party, isn't it, Lassie?
I'm having a great time. Thanks.
Thank you. Gee, what a polite animal. Uh-oh, here comes Abraham Lincoln. Hi, Abe. Me too. She's a lovely dog. Thanks for being so honest. Oh, my goodness, look over there. It's the great Al Jolson.
Don't bother me now.
Why not, Al?
I'm having lunch.
So you are. Looks good, too. Well, let's move away now and change the subject. Oh, maybe I can get a word with the Statue of Liberty. Excuse me, what brings you here, ma'am?
I'm with him.
Well, I hope the both of you have a very good time. Try the cheese dip. Looking for more people to talk to? Whoop, excuse me, sir. Are you a celebrity?
No.
I didn't think so. You don't have that certain something. Uh-oh, there's Richard Chamberlain. Hello, Dick.
Hi, nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Dick. Always a pleasure. Well, time to be leaving. Let's say goodbye to Lassie.
I talked to you once already.
Indeed you did, and we were very grateful for it. See you all next year at another Party from Outer Space.
so many one afternoon. Let's take a rocket ship and fly to the moon. We're taxing down the Milky Way and swing around Mars. Take a left over Jupiter and pass a few stars.
Uh-huh. A rocket ship. Uh-huh. A rocket ship. Uh-huh. A rocket ship, take a trip.
A jumping little place, and it's not the worst. It's got the maddest little humble in the whole universe. It's run by a cat they all call Mr. Peter, rock and roll king of the purple people eater.
A rocket ship.
Rocket ship. Rocket ship, take a trip. If you want a time that's out of this world, climb aboard my rocket ship and take a whirl.
Rocket ship. Rocket ship.
Rocket ship, take a trip. That's just music pouring out from the other space stars. If you want a time that's out of this world, climb up on our rocket ship and take a whirl.
A rocket ship. Rocket ship. Rocket ship, take a trip.
The monkey, she sat in the rocket. Then they counted down. The rocket left the ground. Hickory dickory dock. Hickory dickory dock. She orbits the earth in a rocket. Her nose cone in place. She hurtles into space. Hickory dickory dock. Oh, wish I was a monkey back in the zoo. That's what the monkey said as through the air she flew. People sure are getting morbid, sending monkeys into orbit. I can think of other things I'd rather do. When I took this position, I was a silly girl. They said I'd have a TV show that would be out of this world. We monkeys sure are giving crazy ways to make a living. I wish I could be back in that old zoo. Oh, hickory dickory dock. The monkey still up in the rocket. She's the hero of our times. That's where a monkey shines. Hickory dickory dock. Oh, wish I was a monkey back in the zoo. That's what the monkey said as through the air she flew. Say, whose idea is this? Don't believe it's monkey business. And I wish I could be back in that old zoo. Hickory dickory dock. Let's talk to the monkey in the rocket. How are you anyway? What have you got to say?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4.
Member of the human race. I don't want to be no pioneer in outer space. Yet here I am, the most unwilling hero you could find, who needs to be an astronaut. Now what? What am I out of my mind? I was just a simple country boy who wanted to enlist. The draft board never told me that I'd wind up like this. The sergeant asked for volunteers to take a trip in Juyun. I was odd to know he meant a rocket to the moon.
I wonder if this is one of them do-it-yourself jobs.
They shipped me to a hospital and gave me lots of tests. The competition sure was rough, but I did my very best. So when it all was over, I was mad as I could be. How'd you like coming in third behind a mouse and a chimpanzee? And I repeat, R-E-P-E-A-D. I'm an ordinary member of the human race. I don't want to be no pioneer in outer space. Yet here I am, the most unwilling hero you could find, who needs to be an astronaut. Now what am I, out of my mind?
Well, if them Russians can do it, so can I.
The scientists say the moon is half a million miles away. Yay. I hope this doggone chicken coop don't start to go astray. I ain't the kind who likes to fuss. I ain't the type to squaw. But if this thing runs out of gas, I can't get out and walk. I'm an ordinary member of the human race. I don't want to be no pioneer in outer space. Yet here I am, the most unwilling hero you could find, who needs to be an astronaut. Now what am I out of my mind?
Hero is a four-letter word. Hero is a four-letter word.
Okay, we're back. And I thought you'd like the 2001 reference for a space show, wouldn't you think? All right, well, it'll be over soon. We started that set with somebody named Julia Eklar, who I don't know where she's from, but she's really quite a prolific writer. That was called Ballad of a Spaceman. She's got maybe, I don't know, 10 or 15 records out, or not really records, but a lot of her stuff was on cassette. Found her on YouTube that way, but she's an extremely prolific writer. She's got all kinds of books under her name and also under the name of L.A. Graff, which the Graff stuff is mostly like Star Trek-type fiction, you know, Star Trek fan fiction-type stuff. Lot of depth there, and I'm going to explore that a little bit more, and we'll bring you some more of that in an appropriate time, okay? We heard from, of course, Rocket Man from the legendary Captain Kirk, William Shatner. That was a studio version that was updated from the one that he did back in, I guess it was the 70s. Had to be the 70s. Ray Stevens, Virgil, and the Moonshot. The Rocket Trip was Jackie Lowell and his astronauts. Alden Holloway after that. That's right, the legendary Alden Holloway. And Blast Off, followed by The Party in Outer Space from Albert Brooks from, I believe that was his album that I can't remember the name of, okay? But that's always been one of my favorites. After that, Kimberly Freeman, Into Outer Space, followed by Vernon Green and his musical Medallions. That was The Rocket Ship. After that, this week's Unfortunate Earworm and Genuine Corker. I kind of wonder about some of these people, but, you know, I wonder about myself when I wind up with an earworm of these things that last for a day or so. I do appreciate your concern, and we're working on the problem. After that, Bob Arnold and his Little Astronauts. That was the astronaut. And then followed once again by Julie Eklar and Ann Prather, or is it Prather? I honestly don't know. That was called Space Hero. I've heard another version of that song, and I think I even played it on one of my past space shows. So once again, congratulations to the Houston Astros. You've done the impossible. And maybe next year we'll have another small market team. Not that Houston's a small market, but you know what I mean. They haven't won anything ever. The Cubs hadn't won forever. Kansas City before that. Those are all basically three doormat teams who have come along and done good stuff. And unfortunately, the Mets have blown their chance. So anyway, with that, I got two more. I'll see you next week.
These are the times that try our souls. In the spring of 1991, cosmonaut third class Sergei Krikalev was launched into orbit by the Soviet Union, a nation that no longer exists. Today, the former Soviet republics lack the hard currency and the political unity to bring Sergei back to Earth. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
You of the story of a man named Sergei on a tragic and fateful day. He zipped up his space and kissed his wife and family, and he headed for the Milky Way. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may orbit forever around this crazy mixed up planet. He's the cosmonaut who never returned. He was shot into space by the Soviet Union, the land he was proud to call home. After liftoff there was nothing left but 15 republics. Sergei's trapped in the twilight zone. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may orbit forever round this crazy mixed up planet. He's the cosmonaut who never returned. Now Mission Control says we're saving up our rubles to send up another man. Just as soon as we can figure out who owns this rocket, is it Russia or Kazakhstan? But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may orbit forever around this crazy mixed up planet. He's the cosmonaut who never returned. Sergei's wife calls him up every Tuesday morning while he helplessly spins around. She cries, my little cabbage, I would send you up a sandwich, but bologna's $40 a pound. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may orbit forever on this crazy mixed up planet. He's the cosmonaut who never returned.
Take it, Ivan.
citizens of Earth, don't you think it's a scandal how a fella can be lost in space? Let's bring Sergei home, launch peace and understanding, and we'll save the human race. Or else he'll never return, no, he'll never return, and his fate is still unlearned.
Just like Homer,
he may orbit forever around this crazy mixed up planet. He's the cosmonaut who never returned. He's the cosmonaut who never returned. He's the cosmonaut who never returned.
Into Sergei.
Tierra al comandante Tom.
Yes.
Control de tierra al comandante Tom.
Yes, estoy here.
Tome sus pastillas, pongas el yelmo.
Tómala esta.
Control de tierra al comandante Tom.
Sí, le oigo, le oigo.
Comenzando cuenta atrás, motores en marcha.
4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
La ignición vaya con Dios.
¡Ay!
Este es el control de tierra, no. Conteste si está bien. Si se atreve a consumar esta misión, abra la escotilla y salga al exterior.
Atención, control a llave a Tom. Voy a intentar salir.
Comuníquenos cómo está de palpitaciones.
Comunico que estoy a...
Por favor, no sea usted impertinente.
Tirote, lo pilota el presidente.
Atención, atención, comandante. Salga de una vez y diga lo que ve.
Tierra, tierra, digo tierra, que aquí habla el comandante. No que vea tierra, no veo nada porque llevo la calfancha para atrás. Ahora ya empieza a ver por un ojo. El derecho. Y acaso.
Abre bien, abre bien.
Abro bien, ya abro bien. Ahora ya veo por otro. Ahora estoy viendo a mi lado algo que flota. Como yo, ah, en la peseta. También flota a mi izquierda el franco, francés. Cuidado, baja como un meteorito picado el dólar. Cuidado que baja el dólar a la tierra, cuidado. También la libra esterlina, esta va más rápida aún. Ojo con el escudo portugués. Se ve que va perdiendo.
Siga informando, siga informando.
Allá arriba de una luz pequeñita. Es el planeta dulce. Está el precio del azúcar clavado al lado. Mucho más alto veo el precio del aceite. Pero muy lejos el fondo.
Atención, comandante, mire hacia abajo y diga que ve.
Veo una masa quieta. Debe ser lo de la SEA. Un poco más a la izquierda veo como dos focos. Dos fábricas ardiendo deben de ser. Me parece que voy a quedar este año sin coche. Voy andando a todo.
Atención, atención, comunique, comunique.
¡Cuidado, esto se mueve! ¡Cuidado, que me tiran del cordón! ¡Ay!